we just spent 3 days auditioning in London. And I think it's safe to say that that was the best, finest group of actors we've ever auditioned here in London. Yeah.
Sorry, Mick Orff, Michael J. Faulkner, Jeff Marlowe, Tiger Reel.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 322, Auditioning in London. Greetings from United Flight 929, where I'm speaking to you live, flying from Heathrow to Chicago. I'm currently somewhere over the North Atlantic, but I spent last week in London conducting auditions for our upcoming UK spring tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised, accompanied by the lovely and talented Matt Rippey and the lovely and ginger Davy Naylor, our producer and production manager of Newbury Productions, the producers of last summer's tour and West End run of the complete World of Sports Abridged at the Arts Theater. Over 2 days of auditions and one long day of callbacks, we saw around 40 actors culled from over 1,200 submissions, and they were an enormously strong group. Davy explains how this process began.
I was still on holiday in South Africa when I posted the advert onto a company called Spotlight.com. People in the UK would know about this if you're an actor or an actress or even a casting agent or anyone involved in theatre. We advertised for the show, the up-and-coming UK tour of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised, and we had 1,268 applicants. And I, during the last week of my holiday, waded through every single one of those CVs. And my God, there was a lot of chaff. But you know, but then there was some wheat. There was a bit of wheat.
It's also difficult. It's also, I mean, when I first became a director, and it's actually directing is the only thing I'm technically trained to do. Is what I have my degree in. And I swore I would never become the kind of director who just does the shorthand of, oh well, that guy's just done musicals. He can't do the classics. Or that guy's only done the classics. He can't do contemporary drama or contemporary comedy. And of course, you have to do that. You have to do that in some way.
Well, here's a top tip for any budding actors out there who do have Spotlight profiles. Keep them up to date. Because if I've got 1,268 people to go through and you've not updated your Spotlight profile, then I ain't going to be bothered going further to try and find out what you've done recently. If you can't be bothered to do it, I ain't going to be bothered.
Well, that's right, and something that's as strange has happened just in the few years since we've done the Bible. We did the Bible here, when did we audition that? It was 2008?
2007 and 8.
I remember when we set up those auditions, I contacted PCR, and they got back to me on my submission for the audition and said, on me submitting the audition notice. And they said, I'm afraid we can't post this as is because you don't have a land address for people to send headshots and resumes to. And I said, wait a minute, this is the 21st century. If an actor doesn't have an email and can't submit electronically a picture and a resume, then he's probably not suitable to be hired. And they said, well, you're discriminating against those who aren't online. Now, what's happened? The Amish, yeah, sorry, Amish. But what's happened just in the past few years as that this time, Davy, you and I and Austin, we had this conversation about do we contact PCR, which is, for those who don't know, the production casting report. We decided, forget them, actually, and Spotlight.
I don't think that was the word, was it? It was something else beginning with S.
The same letter, but forget them.
Forget them.
Forget them. And we decided to put all our eggs in the Spotlight basket, which means that if you're a member of Spotlight.
Did we get some eggs?
We got some eggs, and some were golden. Hopefully.
Well, and here's another tip. You know, when you're looking through 1,200, you know, headshots that are the size of a postage stamp on the website. You know, I don't know. Does that guy look right? Does he seem
right? A good headshot. I mean, it's not difficult, really, having a good headshot.
Have a good headshot that translates, that looks good at that small postage stamp size. But also a little note from the agent or personally from the actor.
Goes a long way.
It just shows.
Personalize it.
Personalize it in some way. I really really like what the RSC does. I like that show.
Yeah. Some agent said something like, you know, he might be outside of the box, but he fits the man-child.
Right.
He might be old, but he acts young. Just little notes. That meant that they paid attention and cared.
Exactly. It makes it sound... Yes, it makes it look like you've actually sort of like thought about it rather than just sort of like clicking the button and you just kind of like, you know, basically ticked every single box and just sent it off.
And then an agent can tell their clients that, oh, yeah, I submitted you for this thing. Oh, really? By clicking a button. Yes. That's how
it works. And I can tell some people didn't pay attention because we advertised for three different roles for men and we had two women apply. Now, I have nothing against women, and I think probably we could...
Because your wife is sitting right here at the table.
I haven't had much against a woman in a very long time, I have to say.
Well, yes, you've been on tour, so it's
true. I haven't been home a lot.
Some of my best friends are women, and so is my wife. Yes.
But you know what's interesting is, or can I bring this up? We had an ongoing giggle.
Yes. This is my favorite. Yeah. My favorite feature of the spotlight.
The
spotlight resume format. It wants you to.
It gives you a drop down box.
It gives you a drop down box to describe your voice character and your voice quality.
And what's the difference between character and quality?
God knows.
God knows.
You only have a certain amount of choices, and you have to pick one.
So these are like, okay, you know, it says hair, and you go brown. Eyes, right. And you go green. And then it says voice quality, and you go what are your favorites?
We have some examples.
Clear and friendly.
Clear and friendly.
Yeah, that's true.
Sincere and silky.
Short and deep.
I really,
engaging and strong.
If you look closely at the short, that actually refers to hair.
Oh, here we go. Assured and clear.
Yeah, and who was it? Who was assured? He was very assured. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, very good.
Get like shrill and monosyllabic?
No, but that's mine. If I have to take it out, mine is going to be ridiculous and polysyllabic. But it was just great. We had such a love.
Assured and silky.
Silky, yeah. There you are.
I went for just a short and sweet answer, right? My answer was deep.
I think you were answering the wrong question.
Oh, God. All right. Sorry.
Cold, too, I think, the rest of that answer.
But
a great 3 days, right?
Yeah.
A great 3 days. But the sad thing is that one has to be rather brutal. When you have 1,268 people apply, you have to be rather brutal. And you know, even just simple things like, you know, people were disqualified simply because, you know, we come back from tour and we all... Our centre is London. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's horrible to say London-centric things are, you know, but it does mean a whole thing, because if we all got to come back to London, because most people live in London, we can't be dropping people off in Portsmouth every night.
Yeah, right.
When we have a day off.
And what you're saying is we got submissions from people who lived in Manchester.
When we're up that in the north part of the world, but we were in the south part of the world, how do they get back home?
Yeah. My big advice to actors,
true in the States as well. If you are New York based, then you're a New York based actor. Yeah. I am now Chicago based, and I can be submitted as a local actor for movies shooting in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, if I get submitted for something in LA or New York, then we can have that conversation as to whether I'm a Chicago actor or whether I'm going to relocate and sleep on somebody's couch.
Yeah. And now that I live in Berkhamsted, am I out? Is that me done? Am I fired?
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. But also, the other first thing that I looked at. And disqualified people if they didn't put down on their CV they couldn't do an American accent. I know but the Reduced Shakespeare Company ostensibly is three Americans trying to teach the British how to do Shakespeare. I mean, that is in itself inherently funny.
It's part of the joke.
And it's also part of the American arrogance that think they can do. It's only Americans who think they could do the entire works of Shakespeare.
The audacity of Yanks schooling the Brits on Willie.
That's a great,
but anyway,
audacity of Yanks.
So throughout all this, this terrible trudge through all these wonderful CVs, we finally got it down to around about 35, 37 people who we have seen over the last 2 days. Some have been mesmerizing. Some have been unmesmerizing, to be kind. And then over the last day, we kind of got it down to the last 18, and it's just been such an agony.
Well, I mean, it has been.
Been so good.
And what we do is that we see them. Where are we now? We're in the second half. What we do is that we've seen their auditions. We invite them to callbacks. In this third day of auditions that we just completed, we mix and match them to try to create not only a group of three guys that look like they went to college together and had this wacky idea to do the complete works of William Shakespeare Bridge, but also look in some measure like, distinctively like a comedy team, in the sense that they are three distinct types, three behavioral of types. And so we mix and match them, and we match this group with that group. And so I just created a list dividing those 18 people up into six different groups of three. And some of those groups were outstanding, and then I would mix them again, and then they got even better. But then it became very clear which actors played well with others, which actors really were terrific but not really right for us. I think there was only maybe...
I think that is the thing as well, that we've seen quite a lot of people and we've seen a lot of good talent. Now, some of that talent is not suitable for the reduced Shakespeare. That's not to say that they are not talented actors and they are not going to be...
And it depends on combinations. I mean, here's the tricky thing, is that, like Austin said, I've been with the company for how many years, and yet when I sat with the other actors listening to the introduction to the callbacks that Austin gave, which kind of set the tone for the day, here's the tour, here's what we're looking for, and I think that you sort of gave a synopsis of what the show's about and what the three character types are, which are a through line for every show that you've written for the Reduced Shakespeare Company, are the three character types: the enforcer, the professor, and the man-child. And I think your explanation of it, I thought, wow, how long have I been doing this? And yet, that paragraph I should commit to memory, because I think you said something about how if these three character types had their druthers and were able to do their version of the complete works of William Shakespeare, then there are three very different directions. And what's exciting is when the audience gets to see those three very disparate notions come together as one and somehow work. As wrong as that should be, it works. And I think that is
the
best explanation.
It's right.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Adam Long, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Oh, yes.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You can see us around Chicago, Sonoma, L.A., New York, and London. If you honk, we'll wave. At the moment, you can see me on United Flight 929, seat 19C, near the bulkhead. I'm the one talking into my microphone. But we'll return in March with performances of The Complete World of Sports Abridged in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Moorhead, Minnesota. And then in April, we'll begin our 12-week tour of Great Britain of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged Revised. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
Well, that's good to hear you say that. The enforcer role, the red role, the Reed role. Only called the enforcer role because Reed looked like a big badass.
Right.
Reed Martin, the tough guy, and he's not. He's a pussycat, really. Yeah. But really, the guy. But that role is it's the traditionalist. He's the conservative one, the one who wants to do it the way we've always done it. Yeah. And there's the professor who's the intellectual, the highfalutin one who really.
Because of you.
Again, only because of me. Although Jess likes his footnotes.
Yes.
Jess Winfield always liked his footnotes. And then Adam is the man-child, the gender-neutral man-child.
Yeah.
You know, Adam is the most gender-neutral we've ever had. You're not gender-neutral. You're pretty Matt Rippey, you're pretty straight.
I'm not pretty
straight and pretty hetero.
Oi, hello. I'm trying to tickle along my whole,
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Following.
We want to keep the Torchwood fans happy. No, No, you're also ambisexual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, but what was exciting today? And here's I'm sure you, Austin, as director, what we're looking for, what you're looking for, is you're called back because you have a something that made us take notice and want to see more.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. But really, ultimately, can you take direction?
Yes.
Can you? Here's. Let me alter what you just did, and then can you take that on board? And do you yes and it? Do you fight against it? Do you even get what I'm talking about? And that was exciting to watch today. Yeah, to watch you alter people and see who brought it on board and took it and ran with it. And we had a lot of surprises.
We did have some surprises. Yeah, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what didn't get people a call back, and that is good looks, because you guys culled some serious hotties.
Well, this is true.
You can't have two Matt Rippies
in
the show.
No, you can't.
Can I offer here's a word of advice to actors who may be listening to this podcast for whatever reason. Thank you for listening. But if you're ever going to audition for us, here's one thing that we've talked about the last few days, is the ability to work on two levels, is to be in the scene that you're doing, which is the you can't see me making rabbit ears, the scripted material, but then to also be able to break out of that and just be the three guys who have spent years sitting around a pub talking about the job that they're doing. And the ability to play both those realities.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This type of reality, we're not acting, we're not being big and weird.
Although, to be honest, this conversation in a play would be really boring. Sorry, beep that out. Yeah,
but it's to be able to play those two levels of reality. And if you can do that, you will pique our interest and you'll get a callback. So
well, and the challenge is, when we finally whittled, we had 18 people that we saw today at the callbacks, and by the time we had whittled them down to about 8 or 9, I felt like we had 2.5, maybe almost 3 full casts.
Yeah.
Any one of which we could.
It was that strong.
It was that strong.
The talent was that strong.
That was that strong.
The depth of talent that we had. But also, here's another thing.
That we need to increase our numbers, because let's face it, Reduce Shakespeare Company. I mean, it's Asia, Australia, Poland, then the world.
The Sudetenland.
Yes. The student land, yes.
But of course, the challenge is we've sat here, we've finished the auditions. And the great thing about having the auditions here in Balham at the Bedford Inn or the Bedford Pub, whatever this is, the Bedford Arms, is that there's a pub. It is a pub. We just happen to be using a room upstairs for these auditions. So we could retire to the pub to conduct our long, long conversations. We've been here at least 3 or 4 hours now. We think we know what our cast is, but now, Davey, comes the job of you calling all the agents and to see whether our first choices will say yes.
Well, that's the thing. We've kind of like.
I mean,
we've whittled 1,268 down to 4 people that we think we want, and now we have to phone our agents up and say, do you want us?
But the great news for us, and I think it could be the great news for audiences here in the UK, is that if any of those 4 turn us down,
We've got a deep bench.
We
have a legion of actors.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your audition tips via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey. Used to be the kid, but is now more of the enforcer, Matthew Croak. Music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Alan Reese. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Adam Long, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 322/966 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
What is the collective noun of actors? A whinge. It's a whinge.
A whinge of actors.
A whinge of actors. That's what I thought.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I did.
I just
a pretension. Although I did like pretension of actors.
Pretension of actors. I would like to be chief whinge.
A wank of actors also works.
Let's podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.